matter what my homie Mike P say. Roll the windows up when I get in the car, and I'ma light one up. Hit the gas station, go and buy a cigar, and we can smoke this blunt. Speed it on the sunset, stripping the nighttime, yeah, trying to get fucked up. Hey, roll the windows up when I smoke and drink.
What's good, people? It's the Smokers Lounge Podcast. It's your boy, Goblin of the East.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Mr. O.
What's good? It's Butch. Shout out to the Smokers Lounge. You already know.
And as always, it's your boy, Jigs, 510. So
power to the earth!
Light it up.
Ooh, yeah. Definitely light them up.
Yeah. Okay, people. Today we got some more videos to react to.
You're killing me.
The drops? It's the first time you heard the drop. That's the first time you heard the drop. That's how we say grace.
I mean,
for the most part, I don't remember to use it, but you know, we got it out here. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
you feel me?
That's fire.
Hell yeah. All right, people. Today we got some videos we're going to react to. The first ones on the list are shows that were on the DC fandom. So we got some game trailers. The Batman trailer.
Oh, yeah, most definitely pulling that shit up with the quickness.
Gotham Knights.
I'm hell for this, especially since it's come out next year.
Hell yeah.
Batman. Jim Gordon. They thought they had a handle on this city.
Red Hood.
Look how my nigga pull up.
Hold on, did y'all peep though that it's next gen only now? It's no longer PS4, Xbox One. It's now PS5 and Xbox Series.
Because they're always watching.
How's this shit?
Always listening. Pulling everybody's strings. Mine. Yours.
Because they're supposed to come out this year.
But no one talks about them. Not a whispered word is said.
The Court of Owls is a myth.
They're listening.
Them talons ain't no joke.
Oh, did y'all peep that both Batman and Commissioner Gordon is dead when this takes place?
Mm-hmm.
Nightwing. Okay, question. Did she have an owl mask on when she was just walking through?
Uh-huh. She had the key.
I could have swore that Batgirl had an owl mask on.
That suit look hard. We could try to drop him. He said, nah.
See? Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Fucking talent suits are hard. I like that multiplayer thing that they gonna have going on. Four players?
Oh, yeah.
If you really wanna go down this rabbit hole, you need to know there's no coming back from it.
That shit gonna be sick.
2022.
All I know is they swinging at the wrong nigga in the red hood. He's just gonna put a bullet in his people. Bruce is dead. Who's gonna tell him what to do?
The Suicide Squad game.
What I'm held for is this, the comedy in this motherfucker. I'm so held for this. Hey, you see, they got a shout out to that. It follows the Arkham universe. The worst of the
worst. Arkham Asylum.
You're good at what you Yeah, do. Gotham Knights takes place out of the Arkham trilogy, but this takes place in the same universe. Because this is Rocksteady. Gotham Knights being done by the people that did Batman,
Arkham Knight.
Arkham Warriors.
Let me take a look at you. A muscle head. A nut job. Something that offends my eyes.
King Shark.
And a homeless person.
King Shark is a shark.
Shitting on my boy. Called the boomerang guy. A homeless guy.
It's finally so good to see a Rocksteady game that has light. Because all their Batman games took place in the dark.
Loki.
The colors that pop.
Looks like this is mixed with the Injustice game. You see, what's-name's ship.
Brainiac.
I think that's why they got killed in Justice League, because Brainiac could have took him over.
Yeah.
I was just about to do that.
Task Force X. Your new mission.
And they got old girl from Star Wars and from Mad TV doing the voice of Amanda Waller and the body and the mocap.
That shit gonna be hard.
Like this green Lantern fight looks like that's gonna be a bitch.
Shit, you see a Wonder Woman gonna slide a couple people with that freaking shield and shit. Superman.
Yeah.
That's
I bet you Superman.
Yeah, that's Brainiac right there.
You'd crawl out of your cells, swoop in, save the day.
Which superheroes did you say you were?
Again.
Remember, your heads are ticking.
This is my shit how they did the
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah, bro, I love that part.
Look how they looking. They said, oh, shit.
The penguin is in flight.
Repeat. The penguin is in flight. You trying to dip.
Yo.
God, he's getting up.
He's getting up.
He ran out the door. Somebody
fry him.
Hey, shark is the shit.
He said, stop laughing.
No. It very much did not get him.
Why well, I think I'm Batista Waller. Playing King Shark?
It's a Waller. Blue for that.
Why does this sound like Batista? I swear that's going to be Batista.
Might 2022 be. Come out.
PC, P5, and Xbox. Tekken looking like an action flick. Like action flick. Ooh, this is fire, bro.
Oh, okay. I'll fuck with Tekken. My son Eddie got old.
Oh, somebody got blocked? Oh, that's not Eddie. That's Leroy.
Leroy and Zing Xiaoyu.
Leroy
and Zing Xiaoyu. Yep, yeah. They both... Kung Fu flip shit. Harry and everything.
Down four with that shit. Let's go.
Drake's okay. Versus Lil okay. Baby.
Hold up. Is this the
animation?
Animated yep. One? Yeah. Oh, nigga. I saw this shit earlier. I don't know.
Yeah, talking all the shit that you don't know.
Hey,
yeah, say that you're a lesbian girl, me too.
Hey, girls on girls,
girls,
where I'm
from.
Girls on girls.
Girls on girls, where I'm from. Girls on girls.
Man, just seen Lil Baby in it.
Hey, yeah, girls on girls.
My girl got a girlfriend. They trying to be out of shape. What's the deal with them curls? Then the gym don't work. Get surgery. I'll pay for that. My courtesy can imagine.
He be going off.
Put in that work overly. I handle business. And I got two pretty bitches. Keep them up on fleek.
Hey, he's
they
got fucking beans.
Now they can't really call each other.
Cut the beat.
That didn't work out so great the last
time. Now you're right.
Now you're
right. It's like a man. Man put his hand on his mouth. He said, well, damn.
Yeah.
Sad.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, this dude's videos, he hasn't missed
shout
yet.
Shout out to JKB, animator, y'all know me.
Yeah.
Been having me dying with your
hell
videos,
yeah, bro.
Go subscribe to him. I'm definitely telling y'all.
That video's going to be in the description. The Batman movie trailer.
Oh, shit, we got the Batman trailer. WB, don't strike me down for this. Because I will mute this trailer and post edit.
The Riddler, though. Who's playing the Riddler? Who's playing the Riddler?
I forgot. I'll tell you his name in a second.
Question mark.
Yeah, who's playing the question mark guy? Okay. Look how he's looking. Like, shit, I gotta go to work.
Start dropping dudes.
He ate a bullet. He was like, I shined in Twilight. I eat bullets in Batman, though.
Man, punch the glass. Like, I wish that was your face.
Yeah. Yo, what a good Batman got mad at this nigga.
This continues. It won't be long before you've nothing left.
Paul Dano is playing the Riddler, but you know who's playing Penguin, right? It's Colin Farrell.
Oh shit!
See, look at the makeup that they did on Colin Farrell. Like, they went to shit with it, and then this badass chick playing Selena Kyle. Like, ooh,
well, that's fire.
And she still don't know that Batman is Bruce Wayne look, yet?
Hey, my first impression, but he got a bulletproof suit.
Hell yeah.
Is the good Bruce got his bulletproof suit?
Bro, they've been clapping at home. Oh, he been bulletproof. Shit.
Hold on. This right here, the timeline of this is Batman's only been Batman. This is second year of him being Batman.
Man. He still ain't cool with the cops yet. Or is just beginning to get to that point where he is cool.
Yeah. Gordon's not commissioner yet.
It's like after Gotham type of shit, right?
Yeah. And the car chase scene, from what I heard, is him with the Batmobile, is him and Penguin.
Lead.
He said, "Nah, nigga, don't run." He said, "Don't run, nigga."
He said, "Batman, pull up different." That new Batmobile is probably gonna be sick.
Oh dang.
Oh yeah, the Batman car gonna be sick because it's a muscle car, nigga. Lead.
March 4th. Oh, World's Strongest Man versus MMA fighters. We're about to see this dude swinging haymakers. Man, bringing that shit from two blocks away. He did the strongman competition.
That's little Young Gracie right there. I know exactly who that is.
Yeah, why he doing that though?
Yeah. Hold on. Quick shout out. Gracie Academy's both here in Berkeley and in Lodi. Y'all know I fuck with y'all. Y'all help me with my training and shit. Hold on. Since we have a Gracie versus the MMA strongman, my money is on Gracie.
Oh, this man just.
He's a, oh, shit.
Took down Butterbean. Yo.
Gracie Academy, Brazilian Jiu Jitsu, all day long. Yeah, I'll take that one.
Man, putting them knees in your shit. Oh, he's beating up Bob Sapp?
Mm hmm.
Yo. You know ambush, that's bro. Sapp. That's an ass whooping. That's outside the bar. Where you going?
This man's squatting like 1,000.
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro. Man, bring a punch from two blocks away and take your shit off. Yo. This man shrugging batteries. Yeah. My nigga Ox, though.
They call me Lord Drago.
Matrix.
Call that nigga Lord Drago.
Oh, yeah, this was in Russia.
RGA.
Well, you know what?
Royce Gracie Academy.
He's like, they used to choking niggas out.
You feel me? Gracie Academy, like, what? All day long. Shit.
Boom.
What do you fight at?
Oh, no.
Don't stand up.
Yo, he died. Yo, this man has a full billboard on his back.
Take him down. Come on, take him down.
Yo, he has...
Great, pull him down.
He hasn't.
Go to your
he has
back.
An ad on his back.
Yeah, that's Russia for you.
Man, put a billboard on his back. His back is just that big. Let me put my brand on your back, son. For this fight.
Oh, Russia. Refs cheating?
Boom.
Oh.
That man is no joke. The one he just punched?
Yeah.
Boom.
You see how he got up, though? Like, man, nigga.
Yo.
Metrix.
Bouncing back in between lifting weights and dropping dudes.
Do y'all niggas remember what movie Metrix was in?
Nah. Yeah.
Any Given Sunday. Jamie Foxx, LL Cool J, play football. Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
What's the coach?
Yo, he's been evolving that.
Jamie Foxx had the Matrix.
Yo,
commercial.
He's been evolving this freaking this tattoo on his back, bro.
Yeah, I fuck with that movie. That's my movie right there.
I just feel like a lot of.
I'll get in the octagon with him.
Huh?
Damn.
He gonna block your shit. Just like that.
That's an instant replay.
We not standing. Yeah,
that's a replay of the lamp punch landing on Jigs right there.
Hold on. You think I'm standing with this nigga? No. We're going to the ground immediately.
You see this shit, but
man said he going to the ground with him. I don't know, bro. That's a whole lot of dude right there, G. I think it's stick and move with this guy. You don't want to get close with him.
I want him on the ground with the Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
You take him down, right? Because he could.
Hold on. I will pull him down. I'm not even going to take him down. I'm going to pull him down. I'm going to my back.
He's the world's strongest man. I'm not trying to test your strength at all. You're strongest man. All right, I'm gonna keep you out and.
Exactly. I'm not even trying to test his strength. I'm pulling him to guard where strength don't matter.
You gonna pull this man nigga down? Get off.
It's all about
man
technique.
Gonna grab you
when you get on the ground. It's about
man
technique.
Gonna grab you with a strength. Bro, he went to the same school as you, and he got the strength of 12 men.
No, he didn't. He didn't. The dude he fought did. All
right. I ain't gonna manhandle your shit, G.
Hold on. I haven't seen him on the ground with no ground technique yet. Look, he took him down.
That's a big cat. Where'd the cat come from? Oh, they playing butter. Why they shitting on Butterbean like that? They beating the shit. Yo, Butterbean used to drop niggas when he was younger. Well, he still drop niggas, period.
He won the tough man contest.
That's Bob Sapp right there. Then you see him beat the shit out of Bob Sapp.
Bro, look how old Bob Sapp is at this time, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I wanted to find a young Bob Sapp.
I remember when Bob Sapp had his, when he was new, and he went against the dude from Bully Beatdown. It wasn't him. It was Crow Cop that kicked him in the leg. And after he flinched, everybody knew his legs was the target from there on, bro.
Hey, did you see the movie that he was in?
Which one?
With Michael Jai White?
The Fighting Jank? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Michael Jai White beat him up too. Sad day.
Did he fight him with two Tims on? Because you know Michael Jai White and one of the gents, he had Tims on the whole fucking movie. I was like, bro.
Oh yeah. Hold on, look. Tim Silver took this nigga down. He got his head dribbled in by Brock Lesnar. Come on now.
Nah, he lost to somebody at least. But it's just the fact that he's the world's strongest man. A lot of people took some haymakers that they didn't know about.
No, but Jigs is telling us that he beating this nigga.
He's gonna be the world's strongest man.
Hold on, Tim Silva's on top.
Yeah.
And we saw Brock Lesnar, not knowing MMA, dribble Tim Silver's head into the ground.
Jigs saying it like he would do that, like Jigs would do that to them, bro. You my nigga. But I'm not gonna say he's gonna.
It's technique when you get on the ground.
You my dude, but that's
it. Don't matter about power.
I believe in you, bro.
I believe in you. You should. You should. Bet the farm on me. In Vegas, bet the farm on me. You'll make money. Because I know I'm going to be an underdog. But I will put that nigga to sleep.
What is this shit says? Cole's
bud? You talking about the nigga? Hey, Governor. Hmm?
Hold on.
I'm about the
hold
nigga up. With the tattoo ad. With the ad for a tattoo on his back.
Hold on.
This nigga don't want to fight with an ad on his back.
He's a
what
moving
happened
with billboard.
Goku and Super Saiyan 3?
Yeah, this nigga is a human billboard. Yeah. This nigga Jigs, like, y'all about to beat this nigga ass.
What happened to Goku when he was Super Saiyan 3?
Which fight?
Nigga, you don't need more than Super Saiyan 3 to beat this nigga up.
He was too big to move fast.
So, Jigs, remember that.
You
faster than this nigga? You just gonna just pull him down. Huh?
Oh, I'm definitely faster than this. No, this nigga's way
yo,
more
this
powerful.
Man done. I feel like yo, he done slid Bob Sapp mad times already in this joint. Like, he's a different.
Hold on. If Tim Silva was to get this nigga on the ground and had this nigga in position. Yeah, no.
Nigga, that's Tim Silva.
That's light work.
These niggas is nowhere near light, bro. Like that's just dangerous.
It don't matter, right? It's all about technique. Give me
yo,
your
what
arm.
Is this man wearing?
I'm taking that
what
bitch.
Is this?
So one wild punch, I'm taking your arm, and I'm putting you on the commode. Yeah. That's just it.
Yo, what you going to be watching? It's a fat-ass
cat. My boy.
Now that's all right.
Well, that's Chris Jericho said back in 96, arm bar.
Yo, this dude is dead. You see? Punching him inside of his shit.
He being random people, though.
Yeah, and the only time we saw him in trouble was he was on the ground with Tim Silver. Tim Silver don't even have a ground game.
Damn. Lawrence Kinshin.
This actually like a whole fight movie.
Wow, legendary striking now. Striking Academy. I'm not trying to strike with y'all niggas. I'm trying to take y'all niggas to the ground. Fuck all that. I got Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu on my side. you were sleepy or something hit you.
Nah, they said fuck all that. You talking about, I just want
to
see
yeah, cause you. Hold on. I fought you in UFC the game, nigga. You used to stand strike ass, nigga. So, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, nigga. You run up on me, I'm blop blopping your shit to sleep.
Bing bong bing.
We ain't playing none of
is
this.
Is it bing bong bing?
Hold on. Both of you edges don't like to go.
Oh, nah, I get it. Nah, but I get, nah, but I get out of that, and then I for full mount and beat the shit out of the person for trying. People, isn't this ain't.
Oh yeah, you got UFC 4 now.
I get out of that shit, niggas. Get, I make them pay for that. I make them pay for that.
I'm gonna do the challenge right now on the stream, on the podcast, Drizzy, next Sunday. Me and you, UFC best of three.
All right, do standing bang. We're not doing no standing bang, nigga.
See, look,
I got because that's the only way niggas survive. They can't throw the hands.
Come on, boys, we gotta stand up.
It's
UFC. That's if they're trying to tell somebody who specializes. He can't
sit
this.
If we want to see submission, we watch WWE or something.
Really?
Throw the hands, bro. Niggas, that's what niggas... Niggas take off the gloves. Niggas take off the gloves and throw knees and elbows just to throw submissions.
All right, y'all. Just for this special, we going to post that for another week. But when we drop
it's
this,
standing bang.
I will the day this premieres, I will be in the YouTube chat, y'all. I will put a poll. Do y'all want to see this fight or not?
Tell this nigga standing bang. I'm not accepting no submission matches, bro. We doing standing bangs. You don't call a challenge to somebody and then talk about some submission shit.
If I take you down, shouldn't I have the right to submit you?
Nah, we doing standing bang. The character automatically gets back up.
Right, hold on. There is no tackles. If I knock you down, I won't go for submissions, but I can't sit there and punch you. Apparently he hasn't played standing bang
because it doesn't let you submit. When you hit the person, it makes the person backs up and your character stands up. It's standing bang.
But he said this is kickboxing, nigga.
It's kickboxing. It's standing bang.
I can't get some.
They don't have any, bro. They probably do have ground and pound in it, but it's standing bang. That's the match, the mode. It doesn't do tires.
I'll take it. Next week, man. Matter of fact, scratch the poll. I'll take it next weekend. My Twitch, his Twitch, y'all all come in there. Me and him, first to three. We gonna get down some UFC.
Oh yeah.
Now hold on. Let me go back to the videos now. Yeah, because I had to see this one for my guys.
This nigga said, nah, nigga, we can fight. We ain't doing no chokeouts. And so, nigga, this has a long-ass timer thing behind it
because there's another video behind it.
Hey, that's the preppy kid versus the hood-ass nigga at the fight at school. The preppy kid want to take the hood-ass nigga. And the hood-ass nigga stand up, nigga.
I prefer boxing games,
but you know that's why I do standing bang. If we get as soon as we get fight night, it's big.
You know we gonna have. Esports Boxing Club when that come out.
Oh yeah, definitely boxing.
Because they got everybody that just announced that they got Deontay Wilder also and Tyson Fury.
Muhammad Ali. All we missing is Tyson.
So once they get Tyson, that's going to be
anybody.
The best
anybody.
Boxing game
anybody
ever.
That tries to play as Wilder on that game, you're trying to get this man's revenge. I already know who you're going to challenge as soon as y'all pick up that game. I know y'all trying to figure out the match and what he could have did different. I know when y'all get the game, everybody going to be like, yeah, man, I'm going to play against Fury. I'm going to see, he could have did this. I know. Y'all welcome. I know if y'all didn't think about
I'm going to tell y'all like this. I'm going to be throwing these bombs like they crazy. Like the last one. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to swing for no reason. Yeah, street fight, Jigs. Fight me in a boxing fight. You can't take me down in that. This is straight hands. This ain't got feet in.
For the most part, when it came to UFC games, when I used to play those games, the main thing that niggas used to go for was the submissions. And the submission game on three was weird, bro. It was hard to do it. On four, I learned how to use it. So it's like somebody trying to tackle me. I can get out of this shit faster than they do it. And then punish immediately, but it's just like,
Okay, so why? Hold on. Like I said, I'm willing to go to the ground.
Because that's your game plan. Nah, that's why I'm not doing it. That's your game plan. You're not trying to stand in bank, so I'm not even giving you that opportunity.
My archetype is, don't challenge a boxer then.
You challenge a boxer, you want me to wrestle with you. I'm not wrestling with you.
He's like, no, fuck.
I'm going to head kick you. Hold on. Prediction now. I'm going to head kick him and going to sleep.
Sounds good, because I'm going to lay in mine first.
I'm going to parry that bitch and I'm going to head kick him. He act like I can't catch kicks. I'm not the computer.
It sounds good.
I gotta be here to commentate this one, dog.
Like I said, we gonna do this. It's gonna be a live stream. It's gonna be best.
My hands is good on UFC. It ain't no. He gonna land a head kick. I'm really gonna sit there and let that happen. Nigga, I'll block him.
Hold on. You better ask cousin. Mine's is
nah. Your submission is alright because that's what you target with.
Submissions is actually the second thing I worked on in UFC.
His first thing was like, "Yo, Drizzy, I'm gonna submit you." Oh, that's exactly what he's looking for. I'm knocking out. You ain't getting to that point. I'm knocking you out before you get there.
Hold on, but if I don't submit you, I'm gonna ground and pound you and just beat your ass.
That's not happening.
Because hold on, my takedowns is immaculate. I do double leg, single leg. I will German suplex.
Just know my Muay Thai game is up there. So you catching Superman punches?
Hold on, my clinch ain't good. I'm bringing your head to my knee. You clinch me, you get knocked out. I got the gym where I run off the gate and kick head.
He thinks he's Anthony Pettis. He thinks he's Anthony Showtime Pettis now.
It's not a thing. That's one of those moves where you got a nigga stunned and they just like. And they stun me in black, or you just run off the gate. I mean,
I'm let y'all send them around all the way down. All I know is that nigga Garland talking about,
nigga, I'm about to daze your shit. Y'all guys gonna be sitting there wobbling. I'm about to run off this gate.
But all y'all gonna hear is Michael Buffer and the winner by knockout.
Hope you guys are paying attention to this because he's boosting it up. He's making it worse for himself.
I hope he does
all the stuff he's telling y'all because he's boosting himself up to lose.
Do I have to go Conor McGregor?
You're going to stand right here. This fight right here is going to end in a fucking knockout. It is going to be a knockout.
And we will post the highlights in the next podcast.
You're building it. I'm just here. I'm building it.
By knockout. I'm knocking him out.
It's going to be 2-0.
He's like, he ain't going to make it to the 3. It's going to be 2-0, y'all. 2-0. Put some money on me. Put some money right here. Right here. Money. Yeah.
He building.
The beef is real. I feel like that shit got real for a second. I feel like Dana White. I'm in the middle. I gotta stop these niggas from fighting at the way it is. Like, yo, bro, what's going on right now, bro?
Hold on. I got a water bottle. Here, Drizzy. Throw a water bottle. Hey, look, I gotta break up shit.
No, like, oh, shit. Hold on. Security!
This shit got me questioning if that was the last video or what. But this shit still.
Yeah, still. Oh, I'm literally watching it still tick. It's still a hell of a long ass bar. Did you leave that? Oh, okay, there we go. This movie right here.
Black told us about earlier because there was a guy that in Dubai, man had like 3 carts of THC, and he's getting 25 years, bro. You know, guy from the U.S. This is supposed to.
When 10 pounds of marijuana is discussed. Oh, I heard about
this. This is a documentary. You gotta check that.
Where is she from out here?
Where's the audio?
There's no audio for it.
I mean, it was, but that's fine.
I'm glad that you took it also. No copyright.
Yeah. Good timing. We did that on 2 things that would have caught it. But yeah, on guys.
Hopefully WB don't fuck with us.
Hopefully they really fuck with us on the money side because I'm trying to get in there as a comic artist.
If y'all was watching the UFC fandom, they have a thing
where they're looking out for black artists and writers,
right?
Huh?
Did you fill out for the media pass?
Not yet. Got to.
We have a media pass with me, so yeah,
most
we
definitely. Good. But yeah,
and when we get those NYC events, I'm gonna put you on so that because mostly on weekends, nigga, I'm not seeing you too.
Oh, same. Most definitely. Freaking
I believe that one was the last
one. On our fantasy football thing, we have the teams that started this week were the New Orleans. Wait, nah, it was the New York Lean Sippers versus the Goblins.
I got it right now. Here we go. Right now, the Goblins are smacking the Lean Sippers, 143-60.
Oh, shit.
Pueblo Blancos are up. Matter of fact, no. They are losing to the Afghani Orleans Fish and Grits. Will this be the first time Big gets
what's
to
the
win?
What's the score?
Will he be the one who... 131.44 for the Pueblo Broncos to 131.7 for the Fish and Grits.
Okay,
that's the bullshit I'm talking about.
Yeah, we got. I think the rest of the scores is the last people are playing tomorrow, Monday. They have a Monday game.
Yeah, Monday. And right now, the Wakanda Panthers are up 120-93 on me.
Oh, okay. Okay, so
I need DK Metcalf to not do shit.
And they play
else.
Tomorrow? Or your guys play tomorrow?
I have one more guy to play tomorrow, and so does Reiser. He has AJ Brown, and I have Derrick Henry. I just need Derrick Henry to get off and just run like a lot. Yeah,
so that's where we're at on the fantasy football. We do have the basketball one coming up soon.
And the basketball one. Hold on, I'm gonna make this announcement now.
Yeah, I'll probably get with the basketball one.
When that shit gonna be lit.
Yeah. The NBA, hold on. Yeah. Our NBA fantasy draft. The signups will be in the Discord tomorrow.
Okay.
Draft will be Wednesday.
This week. Lit.
Most likely 7 p.m. Eastern or later. But, yeah, we are doing the draft this week because the NBA season starts this week. So, you all better be in there.
Get in there, people.
And shout out. Hold on. A fantasy shout out to Cousin for having the motherfucking Mike Ryan set to draft the motherfucking Rams defense because them motherfuckers got off today.
Nice.
That deal, though. They had 3 sacks, 3 picks, a fumble recovery. What the fuck, guys? Oh, hold on. Well, they did face the Giants, so.
They did good. Good shit.
We did what we were supposed to do. Ass beatings.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We don't...
Yo, I'm not paying attention, bro. I got these drops. I got to use them, man. I got to use them.
But yeah, we're going to get Butch in this NBA league. And y'all, like I said, I want to at least get up to 32 teams.
I'm
going to
come on board. I'm going to catch the next football, though. The next football season, though. Next season.
You getting in the
NBA
season.
We got the NBA one Wednesday.
I'm going to catch that one right now.
Yeah, so most definitely hope you guys are getting active on that one because I want to see you guys in there, bro. It's really fun. Like, if y'all haven't tried it, this is my first time trying it, and everything is pretty fun, bro. I think you would enjoy it.
Mine as well.
And so. we had the watch party yesterday for Lost Boys. I mean, we did
Lost Boys.
I mean, we had that on the to do list for a while, so we got that one off yesterday. It was a blast. They got part 2 and 3. We might put that on the list, but the next movie
I got that coming up next. Saturday we gonna start a little bit earlier. We gonna do 2 and 3, get the Lost Boys off the way, and then the following weekend we gonna have some more movies. We gonna try to pretty much do this every Saturday.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. And then on Sundays we have the Red Zone stream and everything. So I think that's it for tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We got that taken care of. Oh, looking at the time clock.
Yep. All right.
That's the episode.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed. It's the Smokers Lounge Podcast. It's your boy, Goblin of the East.
And you guys already know it's your boy, Mr. O. Tune in because I will be commentating this UFC fight. That's going to be a straight.
Oh, yeah, definitely next Saturday. Twitch TV/GoblinOfTheEast/TSC_TheVillain510. Pick your side, tune in to whose side you want to hear the trash.
Yeah, man, get with the Goblin. If y'all wanna rock with me, I think I'ma win. My guy's decent. He got a I'm gonna tell you guys about the build. I mean, my guy got the boxing, but he has grappling ability.
Matter of fact, This Wednesday.
We gotta send out the picture. Wednesday. Send out the screenshot. We do the weigh-in pictures.
We are gonna do this like real.
Weigh-in pictures.
We're gonna do this like real. All right, cool.
So we gonna record.
Do this like real.
Oh, let's do presentation. Wait. Go in your My Career. Get your highlight clips. Oh, we doing this. Oh, this. Oh, yeah. We doing a build. Yep. All right.
All right.
Cool people. We gonna do a full-on presentation to the fight. We gonna build that up. I got you. Yes, we gonna do that.
All y'all people who listen to us on Spotify, follow the YouTube channel, TSC Gaming. Wednesday, we are going to put that up on YouTube. It'll be up that night. But if you want to come through live, we might put it on Twitch. But we're going to do a whole UFC build for this
after
shit.
This shit.
It's going to be the way it is on
Wednesday.
After
this, we might end up making a little tournament series,
niggas
bro.
Niggas gave me hype. This shit,
yo,
this
we
like
might, yo, we
fight.
Might end up doing, we
hype.
Might end up doing like a tournament series on, with the UFC shit after this, bro.
I'm waiting for it.
You know, I'm gonna be commentating. So, like I said, it's your boy Mr. O. Be ready to watch the fights next week, because I will be commentating these motherfuckers. Just letting y'all know.
And as always, it's Jigs510, the soon to be champion of TSC Gaming with the UFC fights. Yes.
We'll leave this in place in case it actually happens. But you know, if it doesn't happen, just I want y'all to keep that too. Just listen to this.
Okay.
It sounds good, right? Yeah, let's listen to this. All right, guys.
Power to the up.
Light it up.
I'm to the grave with this. I learned how to roll a joint before I shave the shit. Yeah, it's seventh grade and shit. I was smoking OG Kush, lemon haze and shit. Bad as fuck, I had it tucked inside my backpack in the front. My daddy found it in a month. He kicked me out, he had enough. So I got up, I'm in the kitchen baking pizza with a crust. For a paycheck, I could go and spend on hella drugs, yeah. Spaceship, see me when I'm up, yeah. I've been a Martian with no Elon Musk, yeah. I'm in the party with the scrubs and the sluts, yeah. I'm rolling papers bigger than elephant tusks, yeah. I'm a quarantine, but a weed man pulls up here. Got 100 packs of backwoods, I could spend the next 4 months here. I spent 10K cash, I might cough up both lungs here. Filled up on gas, ain't got high, but no stunts here. Mask on when I'm outside, drive fast, don't waste time. Ass on my FaceTime, strap on my waistline. Gucci, Fendi, Prada belt, hold it up, no Krayshawn. Give a fuck about these cops, put my hood on like Trayvon. All that I know is a W up on my clan, I feel like Raekwon. Only time I got an L is when I be throwing one up at a gang sign. I've been a king with the bars, but now I can play the guitar and the bass line. I heard them saying they doing it first, I'm doing this shit for the eighth time. I used to want a pool, now I'm waking up and I got one in the backyard. I break a lot of rules, so you know I'll be driving the whip like a NASCAR. Never went Hollywood, got a house in the hills, I still smack y'all. Never say no to the blunt, I smoke until it's all the way down to the ash, y'all. Roll the windows up when I get in the car, and I'ma light one up. Hit the gas station, go and buy a cigar, and we can smoke this blunt. Speeding on the sunset, stripping the nighttime, yeah. Trying to get fucked up.